Morning.
Morning.
We have two items of old business this morning. First one being conditional use number 1832, the application of hazard auto repair. To consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district and a GR general residential district for an auto repair shop and contractor storage to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 2.404 acres, more or less, lying north of Road 280B, also known as Conley's Chapel Road, 100 feet east of Road 288, also known as Will King Road. Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on this application on June 10th of 2010. County Council held a public hearing on June 29th of 2010. Commission made a decision and recommendation on July 14th of 2010. Last week, we forwarded a copy of my report on behalf of the Commission to the council, and in that report, we referenced that the commission had received an exhibit booklet, same exhibit booklet presented to council during public hearing, that we did receive several comments from DLDOT, that we'd also received comments from the Conservation District and the County Engineering Department. On this application, we did receive some letters in opposition prior to the public hearing. During the public hearing, Mike Hazard was present with Tim Willard, attorney, at the commission level, and I believe Jim Fuquay was present at the council level. There were seven speakers on behalf of the opposition during the public hearing of the 74 parties present in opposition at the commission level again. There was also a petition submitted in opposition that contained 318 signatures at the commission level. On the 10th of June of 2010, the commission deferred action for further consideration and to allow time for Mr. Johnson to review the record and decide if he wanted to participate in the decision-making process. On the 24th of June, the commission discussed this application under old business and again deferred since Mr. Ross was not present during the public hearing but was absent on the 24th. And again, to allow Mr. Ross to participate in the discussion when a decision is rendered. On the 14th of July, the commission again discussed this application under old business. Mr. Johnson and Mr. Robertson, assistant county attorney, did not participate in the discussion of this application. There was a motion by Mr. Smith, or a statement by Mr. Smith, that he would move that the commission recommend denial of this conditional use for the following reasons. One, the applicant has not demonstrated that there is a public need for the proposed use. There are numerous auto storage and repair businesses in more appropriate commercial zones, and the applicant itself already operates such a facility in Lewis. Two, the application is inconsistent with the character of the surrounding properties, which are by and large agricultural and residential. Three, the subject property is zoned AR1 agriculture residential. The purpose of this district is to protect agricultural land from objectionable, hazardous, and unsightly uses. The property in its current state is cluttered and in general disrepair. And there is little reason to believe that the appearance of the property will change if the conditional use is granted. Four, the approval of the application would lead to increased activity in the immediate area, which would also be incompatible with current uses. It is also noteworthy that the state does not anticipate further infrastructure improvements in the area. And five, the proposed use is not of a public or semi-public character and is not essential for the general convenience and welfare of the community. Thereby, there was a motion by Mr. Smith, seconded by Mr. Burton, and carried with four votes to forward this application to council with a recommendation that the application be denied for the reasons stated. That motion carried 4-0, with Mr. Johnson not voting since he was not in attendance during the public hearing. Since this is a policy of the commission or the council to make motions in the positive. The record does indicate through the exhibit booklet provided by the applicant that the applicant requests that the application be approved and references the following conditions of approval. One, the property shall be used for an auto repair and four contractor storage units. Two, no hazard materials shall be stored on the property. Three, no outdoor storage of any contractor material shall be permitted other than natural landscaping or masonry materials. Hours of operation shall be limited to 7 a.m. until 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and 7 a.m. until 1 p.m. on Saturday. Signage shall be limited to one roadside ground sign not to exceed 6 square feet per side with directional lighting and one sign on the auto repair shop and each storage unit not to exceed 4 square feet. The property shall be cleaned up and kept clean and the landscaping shall be planted on residential borders. And they were the conditions referenced in the exhibit booklet provided by the applicant as far as in support. That's all I have unless you have questions.
Okay.
Mr. President, I will read the short title, an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district and a GR general residential district for an auto repair shop and contractor storage to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 2.404 acres more or less, subject to the following conditions. One, the property shall be used for an auto repair and four contractor storage units. Two, no hazardous materials shall be stored on the property. Three, no outdoor storage of any contractor material shall be permitted other than natural landscaping or masonry materials. 4 hours of operation shall be limited to 7 a.m. until 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and 7 a.m. until 1 p.m. on Saturday. Five, signage shall be limited to one roadside ground sign not to exceed six square feet per side with the directional lighting and one sign on the auto repair shop and each storage unit not to exceed 4 square feet. And six, the property shall be cleaned up and kept clean. And seven, landscaping shall be planted on residential borders.
We are required to make that motion in the affirmative for the purpose of this vote.
Could make a motion we adopt the ordinance.
Second, please.
Got it.
Have a motion and a second to adopt conditional use 1832, application of hazard auto repair. Is there any discussion? If not, we'll take the vote. Ms. Deaver?
I vote no, based on the reasons given by the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
Mr. Wilson?
I vote yes.
Mr. Cole?
The application, I believe, is inconsistent with the character of the surrounding property, so therefore I'll vote no.
Mr. Vincent?
Based on the planning and zoning findings and their recommendations, I will vote no.
I will vote yes. I don't believe this is a application that will create any major hardships, but the motion fails. Mr. Lank?
Yes, the second application is conditional use.
Mr. Lank, why don't you hold up 1 second? If folks want to leave, that's fine. You can do that.
Do it quietly. I think we're okay now.
Please.
Okay, thank you. The next application is conditional use number 1840. It's the application of Julianne Olber and William N. Hine to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for a screen printing embroidery vinyl sign business to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 10,615 square feet, more or less, lying northeast of Route 24, also known as John J. Williams Highway, 275 feet southwest of Route 275, also known as Plantation Route. On this application, the Planning and Zoning Commission held public hearing on July 8th of 2010. Council held public hearing on July 27th of 2010. Commission rendered its decision on August 12th of 2010. In the record before you, you find that the applicants did provide us with an exhibit booklet of information, that we did receive DLDOT comments from the Sussex Conservation District, that Julianne Ober and William N. Hine were present with Robert Witzel, Jr., attorney, and gave testimony, that there were no parties present in support of or in opposition to the application. On July 8th, the commission did defer action for further consideration. On August 12th of 2010, they did discuss the application under old business. Mr. Johnson stated he had revisited the site, that he has concerns about the location of the site being off Route 24 between Plantation Road and Mulberry Knoll Road, that the site is approximately 275 feet from the intersection of Route 24 and Plantation Road, that the site is the fourth dwelling from the intersection, that he has concerns about the safe vehicular ingress egress to the site, that trees would have to be removed for additional parking, that the parcel would probably become smaller after dedication of additional right-of-way, and that the applicants may not be able to meet the parking requirements. Mr. Johnson advised the commission that the site is in a residential area, that he has concerns about the proposed entrance, and questioned the best and highest use of the property. Mr. Burton advised the commission that he shares the same concerns as the others, that the problem is not the applicant's responsibility to fix, and that the dwelling is too close to Route 24. Mr. Wheatley advised the commission that the application needs to be measured against the ordinance and land use plan, that the entrance concerns are DLDOT's decision, that he is reluctant to put a small business owner out of business, that if the application were approved, it would be subject to site plan review and conditions could limit the hours of operation and number of employees, and that the use is similar to a home occupation. Mr. Johnson advised the commission that he supports small businesses, that he has concerns about the entrance and traffic, and that if the application were approved, additional applications could be forthcoming. Mr. Johnson stated he would move that the commission recommend denial of conditional use 1840 for Julianne Ober and William N. Hine for a screen printing and embroidery vinyl sign business based upon the record made at the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, Mr. Johnson does not believe that the application is consistent with the character of the surrounding property, which is entirely agricultural or residential. Two, that the purpose of this application would allow business use on an otherwise residential property, while there are some other very limited businesses uses along Route 24, those are oriented more to the BB Medical Campus and Route 1 or the area around the Love Creek Bridge. There are no similar uses between the intersection of Plantation Road and Mulberry Knoll Road. Three, although the applicant stated that the intended uses are limited, there are other locations that are currently zoned for business or commercial use that are available and better suited for the intended use. Four, the applicant stated they intend to continue using the existing structure for the conditional use. With the configuration of the structure and its proximity to the Route 24 right-of-way, Mr. Johnson does not believe that adequate and safe entrances or exits and parking areas can be provided, particularly in the area of Route 24 that is already congested since this property is near the congested intersection of Route 24 and Plantation Road, and that configuration of the property does not permit access to the rear for vehicular parking. And five, the application does not promote the health, safety, convenience, or general welfare of the neighborhood or community. There's a motion by Mr. Johnson, seconded by Mr. Smith, and carry 3-1 with Mr. Ross not participating, to forward this application to the council with a recommendation that it be denied for the reasons stated. That motion carried 3-1 and one not voting. And there was a roll call vote. Mr. Johnson, yay. Mr. Burton, nay. Mr. Smith, yay. Mr. Wheatley, yay. And Mr. Ross not participating. Again, and since this is a conditional use application, it is a normal process for council to make motions in the affirmative. I spoke to Mrs. Deaver yesterday, and she asked me to try to prepare some suggested findings and reasons for consideration. So I offer the following as only as suggestions. It would be your option to choose some, all, or reject some or all. In this case, for reasons, the project with the conditions and stipulations placed upon it will not have an adverse impact on neighboring properties or community, as noted during the public hearing and in the record, since there are no parties present in opposition or statements in the record opposing the application. 2, support of the application was found during the public hearing and in the record based on the multiple letters in support of the application by adjacent and nearby neighbors and accommodation letters from business and civic service uses in the area. 3, this project would appear to be similar to a home occupation use of the property. 4, the project silk or screen printing, embroidery, vinyl sign printing and cutting, trophy labeling and custom marking accessories will not generate a significant increase in traffic or noise since the majority of the work orders are taken by computer, telephone, or at trade shows. 5, this conditional use shall be subject to the following conditions. 1, in addition to the applicants, there shall be no more than 2 additional employees working on the premise at any one time. 2, business hours shall be from 8 a.m. through 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday, with the exception of emergency time to complete scheduled projects. There shall be no Sunday hours. 3, adequate parking shall be provided to serve the business and a number of parking spaces shall be provided per the requirements of the zoning code. Parking may be permitted in the front yard setback since access to the rear of the property is very restricted. 4, on-premise signage shall be limited to 1 unlighted ground sign not exceeding 16 square feet per side or facing. 5, all entrance improvements required by DLDOT shall be completed by the applicant in accordance with DLDOT's determination. 6, there shall be no expansion of the square footage for the business since the site is limited in available parking area. 7, any security lighting provided shall be located on the structure and shall be screened so that the lights do not shine on neighboring properties or Route 24. 8, there shall be no outside storage of display materials on the premise. 9, any waste or trash receptacles on the site shall be stored in the rear yard and shall be located out of view of neighboring properties since the site is in a residential area. 10, the structure shall maintain a residential appearance since it is located in a residential area. And 11, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. And again, they are offered as suggestions. And that's all I have, unless you have questions.
Any questions for Mr. Lang?
How many cars a day do you think is going to be there?
Based on a record, not many. It's basically the employees.
That's the way I look at it. 1 or 2 cars a day, if he's got a good business.
It's basically the employees.
Yeah.
You would get some traffic occasional from deliveries for materials and distribution of materials.
In business, and he's actually been in business for how long now? A year, right?
The business opened just after he made application for the conditional use.
And there's been no opposition?
No, there's been no opposition.
Okay. If there's no suggested changes to the conditions read by Mr. Lank, I'll entertain a motion.
Make a motion, we adopt the ordinance.
Second.
Motion and second.
Mr. President.
I'm sorry.
An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a screen printing, embroidery, vinyl sign business to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 10,615 square feet of land, more or less, subject to the following conditions. One, in addition to the applicants, there shall be no more than two additional employees working on the premises at any one time. Two, business hours shall be from 8 a.m. through 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday, with the exception of emergency time to complete scheduled projects. There shall be no Sunday hours. Three, adequate parking shall be provided to serve the business, and the number of parking spaces shall be provided per the requirements of the zoning code. Parking may be permitted in the front yard setback, since access to the rear of the property is very restricted. Four, on-premise signage shall be limited to one unlighted ground sign, not exceeding 16 square feet per side or facing. Five, all entrance improvements required by DLDOT shall be completed by the applicant in accordance with DLDOT's determination. Six, there should be no expansion of the square footage for the business, since the site is limited in available parking area. Seven, any security lighting provided shall be located on the structure and shall be screened so that lights do not shine on neighboring properties or Route 24. Eight, there shall be no outside storage of display materials on the premise. Nine, any waste or trash receptacles on site shall be stored in the rear yard and shall be located out of view of neighboring properties, since the site is in a residential area. 10, the structure shall maintain a residential appearance, since it is located in a residential area. 11, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
I'll make that motion now.
And I'll second it.
Motion and second to approve conditional use 1840 with the conditions findings read by Mr. Moore. Any further discussion? Not, we'll take the vote. Ms. Deaver.
I'll vote yes. It's a very low profile business. It's been around for a year or so, and there was no opposition at the hearing. In fact, the applicant brought in letters of support from adjacent neighbors. And they make deliveries. They do not generate any more traffic than a residence would. And so it's similar to a home occupation. So for those reasons, I vote yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Mine's yes, and I could confirm with Joan there. Certainly it's no traffic, and I don't understand why it was ever turned down to start with.
Mr. Cole?
Yeah, Route 24 has many mixed uses in this area, and I believe because it's a conditional use application, which is a permit, it will have a low impact, and with those conditions, it will make it maintain its residential characteristics. I don't believe the type of business is going to have any impact on the traffic, because it does not draw retail type of traffic. So I believe that this conditional use permit will not have a major detrimental effect to the character of the area. So I'll vote yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Very few times do I leave planning and zoning's recommendations.
We know that.
But in this case, I think it certainly makes sense. I don't think there's going to be a lot of traffic for the area and work as a business there. I can't see anything change. I vote yes.
I vote yes as well. Proximity to Route 24 certainly makes it unique in this case. Motion carried. Mr. Bob Jones.